Hi, my name is Kiwi Jin, and I'm on the team here at Langham Partnership as the Global Voices Coordinator.
And my name is Ben Ritter, and I serve on Langham Partnership team as Marketing Coordinator.
Kiwi, Ben, good to see you guys both here at the Linear Theological Library.
Thank you for having us.
This is a face-to-face. We're not on Zoom. I mean, this is so lovely. I love it.
That's right.
Post-COVID context,
yeah,
2023.
Exactly. Isn't that nice? Now, you guys' first time here, I take it.
First time for both of us.
That's okay. Right. And it's been beautiful. So yeah. Thank you for having us here.
You guys, Langham Partnership, are helping us with this weekend's lecture with Havila Dharamraj. And she's delightful, going to be a great guest. We're so looking forward to that. But she was a Langham scholar at one point, and you guys have been sort of really at the heart of her education, and as well as the education of hundreds of other people is teaching in the Global South.
That's right. That's right. Langham Partnership has a deep dedication to raising up biblical scholars in the global church. And it started with our founder, John Stott, which is a name that probably most of our listeners here on the Stone Chapel podcast would resonate with. Yeah, just to give a brief background, John Stott was a prolific Bible teacher, rector of All Souls Church in London in the
UK. Which was an Anglican church, right?
An Anglican church.
Yeah.
And served as the pastor to Queen Elizabeth II. So was deeply involved in the church there, but also deeply involved in the global church. Mm. And so in the 1960s, in the height of his writing, he had written over 50 books by the end of his career, translated into 70 languages. As he traveled and spoke around the world and met global Christians, he decided to make the decision to renounce 100% of the book royalties and speaking honoraria,
wow,
so that he could raise up global Christians for the global church. That money went towards equipping scholars towards their PhD so that the church might have well-trained leaders as the church grew in number, which we know at the turn of the 20th century in 1900, 18% of our brothers and sisters in Christ lived outside of the global north or the west in what we call Africa, Asia, Latin America, Middle East. Today, that number is nearly 70%. And so John Stott saw that growth firsthand as he traveled and met with leaders around the world at the Lausanne Congress, the first Lausanne Congress in 1974, and heard about the growth, saw the growth in number, but heard from global church leaders a cry for depth and maturity and trained leaders.
Well, that's what they didn't have. They didn't have trained pastors and church leaders, and you can only go so far with those kind of resources.
That's right. Yeah, and so John Stott heard that cry and that desire to have biblical depth and maturity as the church continued to grow. And so that kicked off what is today Langham Partnership. And
that started in the 1980s, was it?
1970s is when
70s, okay.
We officially started to put the name to what was before John Stott's personal book royalties and honoraria, and then friends around the world started to gather around this mission to raise up church leaders in what is now known as the majority world. We call that the majority world.
And Langham, where does that name come from?
So it's just a fun fact. Originally, our ministry was called John Stott Ministries.
I remember those days. Yeah,
yeah. And when Uncle John was passing, his last wish was that it would not be called John Stott Ministries. And so in honor of Uncle John, we named our ministry Langham Partnership, which if you didn't catch in the introduction, is the name of the street that All Souls Church was located on, which is Langham Place. And so that's how Langham Partnership came to be.
Yeah.
And just to add another statistic to what Ben was saying, 80% of pastors and leaders in the majority world have zero formal training.
And that's now, currently.
That's right now, okay. Currently. That's
even
right.
Even though a vast majority of the Christians in the world are living in that part of the world.
That's right.
They don't have the kind of training.
That's right.
So we have all the seminaries in North America and in Europe and colleges and universities. That's where they're located, and where they're needed is down in South America and Asia and Africa.
Right? That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. And in that same vein of thought, John Stott developed what we call, or what he called, the Langham Logic, which had three simple points, three simple bullet points. And it began with, does God want his people to grow in depth and maturity? Yes. Yes, he does. Do God's people grow best by the teaching and preaching of his word? And does that primarily come through pastors and teachers of God's word? Yes. Yes, it does. So then that leads to the inevitable question, what can we do to raise the standard of Bible teaching and preaching around the world so that God's people can grow up in maturity? And so that is the mission that launched Langham Partnership. And today, you know, it's amazing to think about how far we've come since the mid-70s when Langham Partnership was first forming. The fact that Havila Dharmraj, Dr. Dharmraj, is here today speaking tonight to a large public gathering, that we have a South Asian voice speaking back into the church in the West, is a really neat full circle moment for us at Langham.
That is nice. Yeah. We're so pleased that she's here. She's going to be talking about the Book of Ruth, reading Ruth from South Asia, which she's from Bangalore in India, which is the southern part. And she will be speaking to our audience now, probably of several hundred people. And that'll be streamed live. And if you don't experience it when you're here, we'll put in the show notes about how you can watch the video a little bit later on. Mark Lanier himself will be doing the Q&A at the very end, which will be a lot of fun. Sometimes that's one of the best parts. Mark has fun with this. We call it cross-examination, a lawyer's cross-examination.
Exactly. It's fun to see him think on his feet.
Oh, yeah. So you guys have been affiliated for Langham for a little while, just 12 years, as I recall.
I've been involved in various capacities for 12 years.
And then Kiwi, you've been just a year.
That's correct. I'm coming up on 1 year next month.
So you're just sort of learning where the bathroom is, right? And learning
That's right.
learning how to log on to the computer.
That's right.
No, but seriously, I mean, it takes a little while to get your feet on the ground in any position, because your position was created, right? What exactly is your title again, and what does that mean?
Yeah, to be frank, I'm still trying to figure it out mostly. The official title is called the Global Voices Coordinator. And I think the necessity of the role was born out of the need to listen and learn from voices in the majority world. And so, you know, a lot of people ask me, what do you do? And I like to begin actually with why, the why of why do we need to listen to global voices? And I like to kind of use a story or an image, if I may. Mm-hmm. I want you to picture, I think, a common landmark that we might be familiar with is, let's say, the Grand Canyon. And let's say you're standing over the Grand Canyon, you're up there, and the only sense that you have available to you is your sight. And so take in the Grand Canyon with that one sense. But now let's say after a moment, the rest of your senses are now open to you. And so now you can smell the air that is coming from the Grand Canyon. You can hear the noises of the animals and the birds. You can kind of feel the different things that are happening around you. And I think oftentimes when we are only exclusively listening to Western voices, you're only seeing this landmark with one sense. Mm. But when you start to incorporate global voices, you have all these senses open to you. You're not seeing something new, but you get to experience that landmark in a new and profound and deeper way. And so my whole thing
is... It's a great image. That's very helpful. Yeah.
Yeah. And so when people ask why global voices, I say, I think when it comes to learning about God and theology and biblical studies, when we can listen to global voices, we're opened up to this wealth of knowledge of who God is and get to a deeper and more profound understanding of the Bible and who God is.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So how are you going to help us do that? I mean, I think that's the big challenge, right?
Great question.
Because there are hundreds of well-trained global preachers, teachers, professors in the world, but getting access to their work, how are we going to do that?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I think that kind of what you said about, you know, taking time to get to know Langham is this huge organization that does so many things. The three areas that Langham is really focused on is, as you know, equipping scholars, and one of them is here with us this weekend, Dr. Dharma. She's one of the scholars, but there are two other things that we do. We have local preaching movements where we train pastors to really teach the Bible in an expository manner. But then the third thing is we publish literature. And so we have a program dedicated to publishing literature written by the people for the people in their contexts. And so I think that's one of the...
South Asia or South America or Africa, those kind of places.
That's okay. Right, right.
All right. So written by the scholars there.
With their context.
With their context in mind.
And so I think one of the simple ways, even before I came on board with Langham, was that I was curious, and so I started to read some of the literature that was written by majority world scholars. And just a personal note, it was one of the first times, even in my personal theological training, that I felt like someone had understood my experience and was speaking into some of the things that I had never heard a Western scholar speak about. And so I think one of the good ways would be to go on to the Langham Literature website and to peruse through the vast number of books that are being published. And there are new books coming out every year. And to kind of explore,
it seems like the pace at which books are being published by Langham Publishing is really increased.
That's right.
I mean, that's just my sense of it.
Yeah. And so I think there's a constant increase in the number, but also I think in terms of the locations that they're coming from. And so that's one really exciting way to kind of listen and learn. But again, we want to listen. And so we have other ways that we're kind of looking forward to introducing Global Voices to our audience here in the West. And one of those ways is that we're going to be having short courses taught by majority world scholars. And it just so happens that the first short course that we have almost ready to launch has been taught by Dr. Havila Dharmraj. And so it's been recorded, it's been filmed, and in just a couple months or so from now, we'll launch that short course. And to give you a little preview, it'll be on women in the Old Testament. And so she's navigating some difficult texts in the Old Testament that talk about various issues and biblical topics surrounding women, topics that are seldom talked about.
So the courses, what do they cost? Do you know that yet?
We do. They will be available completely for free.
Free. Okay.
Online.
So free and online. Okay.
Yep.
So anybody that has access to the internet can go there and get those.
That's right.
And how long does a course typically last?
So I think depending on the topic and the scholar, it'll vary. But this specific course has 5 sessions. Each session is around 20 to 25 minutes. So the perfect amount of time if you're commuting to work and you want to play it, or let's say you're having a small group with your church and you want to kind of go through this course together. You guys can play it, and there are going to be questions for food for thought after the course.
Now, is this video and audio or audio only?
Video and audio.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So we don't recommend you driving in the car
watching
this. We recommend, I think the lawyers around here would want me to say that.
Yeah.
It's okay to listen while you do that, but don't drive
and watch
the videos. So that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
Sounds great. Now, one of the things you guys do too, as well, is a podcast called On Mission with Chris Wright. Is that part of what Global Voice is about? Because I hear a lot of Global Voices on there.
That's right. Yeah, David, thanks for mentioning that. We launched On Mission with Chris Wright, a new podcast from Langham, 2 years ago, and it was kind of the first part
of
this.
That was my idea, don't you? No, I'm just kidding.
We need
I'm
to
just
credit
kidding.
You on the outro.
I am
the
just
outro.
Totally kidding. No.
We launched that as the first part of this initiative of highlighting Global Voices, actually of bringing global church voices into your living room, into your car, into your Bible study, into your daily time with the Word. And so this was the first initiative that we launched during COVID. It was an opportunity to have conversations with global church leaders about their context, about issues that they are addressing in their context. The last question we end each episode with is, what can the church in the West learn from the church in your context? Mm-hmm. And there's some rich, rich answers, deeply profound learnings to be had from the church in other parts of the world. We're blessed to have had 36 episodes now captured with leaders from all over the global church throughout the majority world. The podcast is hosted by renowned Old Testament author and theologian, Dr. Christopher J.H. Wright. We call him Chris Wright at Langham. And he is...
He's not Uncle Chris. You don't call him Uncle Chris yet?
Yeah. Almost.
Okay.
Yeah, almost. It's fun because he has a sense of camaraderie with many of these scholars. He has rubbed shoulders with them, teaching at seminaries and Bible institutes around the world with many of these scholars. So they have lots of common ground. So they go deep on their context, on issues in their context, on biblical answers to those issues. We've had guests from all over the world. A few of my favorite episodes. So if we've got listeners here thinking, you know, where should I go first?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, On Mission with Chris Wright's available on all the podcasting apps that you might use. It's available on our website, langham.org, which is where the short courses will be available. But we had the opportunity to interview a Langham scholar, so someone that Langham was privileged to identify and scholarship towards their PhD. And this gentleman's name is Bayar Gramsarin, and he lives in Mongolia.
Wow.
And he was among the first Christians in the nation after communism had fallen. And so in the early 90s, he was among the first dozen Christians at the first Christian church that had been built up and was gaining ground.
What an interesting story that had to be.
It's amazing. Yeah. Today, there are 60,000 Christians in Mongolia 30 years later, but it's a deeply post-communist context, and he is literally at the forefront of the church in that nation, translating the Bible, training pastors, equipping the next generation of Bible scholars and church leaders, and we get to hear from him.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
So this is On Mission is the title of it. Now, for those who don't know, let's go back to the website, Langham. Spell that for us so that we make sure we get that H in there.
Yeah, that's L-A-N-G-H-A-M.
Langham.org.
Langham.org.
So how do you pay for all this? I mean, because a PhD at the University of Durham, like Dr. Dharamraj has, is an expensive thing to get. How do you pay for all this? I know John Stott, prolific author, put all that money aside, probably invested wisely, but you've got to still have partners come alongside and help, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, Langham Partnership is a non-for-profit ministry, and we are dedicated to walking alongside and are privileged to walk alongside donors here in the United States, foundations that deeply care about raising up church leaders around the world, churches that have a heart for seeing global voices elevated, equipped, seeing the church grow in depth and maturity. And so, yeah, we rely and are so privileged to walk alongside donors and friends here in the U.S. We also, because Langham is not just Langham U.S., it is a Langham partnership, we have other partners around the world fundraising. John Stott's friends from around the world during his walk in ministry launched similar movements. So it's not just the U.S.
It's all happening all over.
It's all over.
Well, we've had two Langham scholars here to lecture, Vyani Sindo and now Dr. Avila Dharamraj. And so we're looking forward to the second and then the third and then the fourth and then ad infinitum.
David, it's a huge privilege to walk alongside Lanier, a theological library, and to have this common commitment to amplifying global voices. We are so privileged to have Avila here this weekend, Vyani Sindo from South Africa in 2021. So thank you to you and to Mark and to the team here.
It's a delight.
It's amazing.
Kiwi, thank you for being here.
Thank you. We're really grateful for the Lanier Library's commitment to the biblical text and how that's going to happen through the Global Voices as well. So thank you.
Thank you so much. What a great conversation today. I hope you agree. Only 168 hours until the next podcast drops. I can't wait. Subscribe to our podcast. Rate us. It will give other people the opportunity to find us. Tell a friend about us as well. Thanks to the Lanier Foundation, Jocelyn Solis, Phil Kagi, and Kathy Capes, who helped make this podcast possible. Till next time, thanks for listening. Stand by for a nugget of wisdom from our guest today.
I borrow these words from Ernest Hemingway. He once said, "I like listening. I have learned a great deal listening carefully.
There was a very popular TV show the last couple of years called Ted Lasso. There's a moment at the end of this show. Anyone who's seen it will remember this moment. He says, "Be curious." His father told him that growing up, and he tells that to an arch nemesis in the show. He says, "Be curious. Take a posture of assuming that there's a lot more to learn."